Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Worldwide Wrap. LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Oh, Joy. That's all I can say about tonight's first story, Iraq. So
it's not a surprising story, though.
No, it's not as surprising as our little sting at the start of the show indicated. Okay, so the parliament has passed a law criminalising the relationships with a maximum 15-year prison sentence. In a move, it said, criminalising same-sex relations and also transgender, just very trans. Being transgender. It's, of course, fallen back on this is to uphold religious values.
Interestingly, this has come under their anti-prostitution law. So yeah. They took an old anti-prostitution law and sort of built this into it.
Which is not unique. That's happened in other countries. But, yes, definitely it's a bit retrograde, to say the least. It's kind of that sort of to fall back on that. It's like the old sort of anti-queer laws in Western countries often used to have us, you know, put us in the same camp as prostitutes and said workers, yes.
In fact, the thing that is surprising about this story for me is that this wasn't in place beforehand. So
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, there were kind of these more loose moral laws and certainly pressure from within the community and attacks against LGBT people. That's all there within the community. But the legal line was very grey.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what Amnesty's quoted here as saying Iraq is effectively codified in law the discrimination and violence that already exists in the country. So it's like sort of, you know, the law coming after the behaviour rather than sort of endorsing it, which we've looked at in other countries. But, you know, it's, of course, been condemned by a range of human rights organisations, including Amnesty. Interesting, well, not that interesting really, isn't many Western nations are not overly rocking the boat on this because of sensitivities regarding Iraq. And I think that goes to that whole Middle East power play between Iran and the West, and Iraq being in the middle, being a sort of country that countries like the US want to keep on board. That's my reading between the lines here.
And some of the laws they brought in, 1 to 3 years prison, not only for anybody who changes their gender, so for trans people, but also doctors who perform the surgery and men who willfully dress in an effeminate manner or act like a woman. That's
just
kind of broad stuff.
Straight out of Uganda, that one.
Well, speaking of Africa.
Yes, so off to Nigeria, where the member of the LGBTI plus community are fighting back against online dating attacks. And I think we've covered that on the show a few years ago, actually. Mm. And LGBTI plus people have been tormented by, you know, the risk of falling victims. It is happening a lot in France at the moment, actually. There is a few court cases going on. And this is called Keto, a form of violent entrapment in Nigeria. And it comes from using the online apps, online dating apps, Grindr, Romeo, Tinder and all that.
Yeah.
But a lot of criminals actually exploit that and the vulnerability that come with that because you don't really know
who you're talking to. So they blackmail or extort money,
Blackmail, extort money.
And the police don't do anything is the common story here. Mm. But as a result then, this has kind of propelled the LGBTI community to actually fight back.
Yeah, so how are they fighting
using the technology themselves, which is really interesting. So they have, it says here, they've got several websites that actually people wanting to check. So there's Keto Diaries, JP Crime Fighter, Splendid Love.
So basically if somebody experiences it, they get their photo, they put it on this other site so that others can see who...
Yes,
who to avoid.
Being warned that this is happening, there's this possibility of entrapment. So therefore, you need to stay away from that profile. It's
It's entrapping the trapper.
It is trying to entrap the trapper, entrapping the predator, I would say.
Yeah.
And,
It says some victims go even further than just like, wanting to expose the information or to collect it, Tori, to inform, but actually go around on sting operations of their own, which is interesting.
And
fighting back, indeed.
Fighting back, but the police not doing anything, though. We indeed. Need to emphasize that.
Yes.
Across to the USA now, where a new study has found that LGBTQ couples are disproportionately at risk from the impacts of climate change compared to heterosexuals. This is different. Yeah. So essentially, so the study comes out of the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law. They basically looked at census data, climate risk assessments from NASA, FEMA, the Emergency Management Agency, mapped all that and found that essentially the climate change impacts are much more exacerbated amongst communities near coastal areas, large cities, and that is where queer communities congregate. So there's kind of this disproportionate effect just due to that. They also said that people of colour are three times more likely than white, straight, cisgender people to live below the federal poverty line. That's probably not surprising. Mm-hmm. And transgender immigrants are more likely than non-LGBTQ people to report negative health outcomes and barriers to healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, you would think it just makes sense that people, particularly in substandard housing and a range of things that are going to be affected, we know that already in Australia, we're seeing people who don't have, say, air conditioning and or housing that's built for purpose in a climate that's warming, not to mention people in poorly built housing in hurricane zones that would make sense. But it's interesting to look at it from a different angle, yeah.
And in brief, Uganda and Ghana face sanctions over their anti-LGBT laws.
And Australia's gay footballer Josh Cavallo wouldn't feel safe playing at World Cup in Saudi Arabia. Hear, hear.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.